the city that never sleeps. And back then it didn't by choice to find what's up, you had to look it up in the Village Voice. And when the politicians hemmed and hawed and lied about that plague that caused so many to die and so many other things that the New York Times just ignored. It was the Voice calling out those self-serving polls and those sleazy landlords. Oh, if you needed an apartment or a scheme to fly to Spain, or maybe a bedroom partner for some pleasure or pain, you could be sure the Voice was never read from the back seat of a Rolls Royce. Just had to go to that box on the corner to get the Village Voice. Way back in the days when the Paz and Chop Pole was something that we all fought over or made our eyes roll. If you were stuck in suburbia and wanted to see a city dirty and moist, oh, sooner or later your ticket to that ride was the Village Voice. And now it's changed. Times Square's a Disney Mouse squeak, corporations squeeze out what made us strange and unique. Future generations won't even know enough to feel deprived. Although the slow death of the Village Voice is finally arrived. In the long ago year of 1982, know what there was to do in the city that never sleeps, and back then we didn't by choice to find what's up, you had to look it up in the Village. To find what's up, you had to look it up in the Village. To find what's up, you had to look it up in the Village Voice.